Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing fine. I feel like it's really spring, and I'm sitting here watching the buds on the maple, the red maple tree, are popping open, and yep. It's just such a good thing, and the daffodils are popping up on the ground. I love it. It's wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. And I love looking up my walkway to my house. Is on each side are lined with tulips, and all their little green, leaves are popping up. Love that. I love that when crocus and daffodil, it just makes you feel so good, and that it's just that everything about that spring feeling is exactly what's happening. So it's all a good thing, Lynn. Good, as Meyer says, taste of things to come. So that's a good
thing. Yeah, he's probably so excited about the coming baseball season.
Well, and that's what I was going to tell you. Not only regular baseball what's it called? The NBA, but the rail riders and going there. I was telling my Randy the other day, I've never seen he can go 3-4 times when they're in. He could be there like a couple times this past summer. He was there 3 or 4 nights during the week.
Exactly.
He loved it.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? It is good. And he loves taking his friend Patrick. And Patrick loved it. I went with him that one night. And I said, Meyer, this year, Lynn said she's definitely coming with us. And he said, okay, good. So it is fun. It's relaxing. You see so many people. We are fortunate to have it right in our backyard. And that's the other, and I'm a big Yankees fan, so I'm thrilled about it. So it's good stuff. And they, whatever they did with the strike or whatever that was going on, I don't know if it was a full-blown strike, but whatever was going on with the National Baseball, it all worked out. So it's good.
It did. Yeah, it is good. It's a good thing.
So
we're a couple weeks away from Easter. Do you have any plans?
No, but one thing I do know is Sean Cadden Foley's coming home for the weekend. And he said, Mom, do we have any plans yet for Easter? And I said, no, not really. Not yet. I didn't even figure out what to make or what we're doing. And he said, well, I'm planning on coming home for that weekend. I said, well, that's good. So I said, make sure, because I have to have your basket all ready for the bunny.
Oh. And you're kidding me.
No, I didn't.
All right. I still think it's fun to do that, to have somebody put all your favorite candies in the basket and then hide it somewhere. It's fun.
I mean, we'll have candy regardless. He will get it. You always have to have that kind of stuff around. So we'll do that. It's a nice thing. But, so that'll be, and that's not till the 17th, so it's kind of late, bordering on the floor. And so, Lynn, I've been doing my my virtual mass every day for Lent, as I used to physically go, but I don't, and maybe next year, but this year I'm sticking to the virtual, and that's been going well, and my commitment to that so far has been 100%, so I'm happy about that. But guess what? The other night I was on the phone till late. Guess what time? And I always say, I have to hang up and I have to go to Mass. And I was talking to someone the other night. They said, what? I said, virtual. Yeah. I logged, went online on, I think it was Monday night or Tuesday night, one of those nights. And I went out, I watched Mass at, turned it on at 2 minutes after one in the morning.
Oh, and how long does it go for?
Oh, it depends, but 25 minutes or so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I zoom through when they're receiving, because I'm not receiving, so I put it through to the when they stop, if people are receiving communion, I stop that.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of that? But so that's why mine's a little. But yeah, I think even when I went to Mass, it might be less than a half hour of your time in there on a regular day. So it was about 1:30 when I turned everything off and went to bed. But I still did. The point I'm getting at is I still did what I was supposed to do. The commitment.
Yeah.
Is still there, so mm-hmm. And it always makes me feel good anyway. So I'm happy about that.
Well,
so if people say,
thing.
"Oh, I gave up chocolate, or I gave up chips, or I said, "Why don't you just go to Mass?"
Yeah, really.
Instead of giving up chocolate. Yeah. So anyway,
that would never happen here. You know, never.
I
never.
Know
that. Never. Never.
Of course, ask Patrick in general, have you ever sacrificed anything for Lent? And what do you think the answer would be?
No. No, he has not.
He had to when he was a young kid?
Well, probably. His mother probably made him do that. But I don't, he probably would say peanut butter or something like that he hates anyway. So it's no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would do something like that.
Or a vegetable. Mm-hmm.
Vegetables would be easy. Yep.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, but it's cute.
It is, but I don't think... he just often talks about some of the nuns who... that he went to Catholic grade schools, and he went to Xaverian High School. These were all, religious schools. But I suppose, when you live in Brooklyn, the public schools aren't the best. So it's just kind of assumed that you'll be going to a private school. And usually that means it's a Catholic school. So, or Hebrew school, one of them, but at least it's a religious kind of thing. So he would always talk to me about the nuns and how he would, he just had them wrapped around his little finger. They just adored him. And of course he had a full head of that bright red hair, what do they call it? The strawberry blonde hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they just loved him. They loved him, and they were always, tousling or whatever that's called, his hair, and telling him he's a little bugger, but, blah, blah, blah. And he'd always get himself in trouble. But it's okay. They loved him, and he just always had a good time. Now, having said that, he was also very smart. I mean, not street smart, that too came from living in Brooklyn, but he's also brilliant. I mean, there's just no other way to say it, which is one of the things that attracted me to him in the first place, because he just is brilliant. So school was not necessarily a challenge for him. The stuff that they taught, he grabbed it in 5 or 6 minutes, and he is bored. And so when you get a little kid with all that energy, if they're bored, they tend to do things. And I guess that's how he got himself in trouble all the time.
Right. And this goes back to last week's conversation and one of the weeks prior too, when the gentleman who I love, Warren Buffett's name came up. It's about the smarts of somebody. Remember we talked about that? So you should have jumped in on that conversation last week, or maybe I didn't give you any opportunity, and say, that's the reason I chose Patrick.
Yes, you didn't give me an opportunity.
So. I didn't. So say it now.
But it's
that's
perfectly
it.
Fine. Yes, I always was amazed by his. And so you've seen it. How many times we're out and we're talking about something, and all of a sudden he goes into Shakespeare. Or
I know.
Keats or some English poet. He just has all that stuff running around his head.
I know,
and he can
I love
spit it.
It
out. So The part that's interesting about it is that he, for all of the brains that he has, the intelligence, he got himself all the way through a PhD at Princeton, but never did his dissertation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that to me is just nuts. But, you know, at the time it was the thing to do because the pressure was on to make money, and so he succumbed. But he never quite got around to it. But it just, I think it's amazing to think that he got that far with it, that he did all the work. That's not something that everybody can say. But I feel badly, and he doesn't really care. You know, I mean, it's not a big issue to him. It's more an issue to me because it's something I would have loved to have done, but never did. You know, but he's okay with it. So there you are. That's the brain.
And now he's simply okay with going and watching, relaxing, going to the lake, going to baseball games, going on boat rides. Now much more calm about what he wants to do. So that's a good thing.
And the Military History Channel. I'm gonna put one of those parental blocks on that thing so he can't see it. I am. It drives me nuts. He watches it from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night, and I just say, "Can't we watch something else, please?" So, yeah, whatever you want to watch. But in the meantime, it's all about all these things they did in the wars, please, let's just get past that.
Yeah,
but for him, all right. Being in the army.
To many, that's very. Some people don't want to look at it because they don't want to think about it. I mean, they are proud of what they've done, but it's hard to relive. But other people just, you know, he does talk a lot, Lynn, about his service to the country.
Yes, he does.
And you know, crying when we're watching the Super Bowl and the flyover, and he cries and just, you know.
Yes, he's very, very patriotic and loved the time that he spent when he was in the Army. There's no question about it. And I also think that a big part of it, too, is the fact that he was in Vietnam, which was not a popular thing. And so he never got the hero's welcome that a lot of the other men did who were fighting and women. But I think, you know, he had to suppress all that and pretend he never was there for the longest time. And so now he sort of has the opportunity to get the kudos from the world for the thank you for your service. He loves that. When he wears that Vietnam veteran hat, loves to hear that. Loves to hear it. And I suppose he should.
He should. And I told him, I told him the other day they were going to do a flyover over the PNC field at Montage.
No.
Figured
that would be cute.
They are. I said no. I'm just kidding. So, but anyway, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden, and more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises. It's a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans. I'm managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I have a story here that I think you're going to love because we've talked about this a lot. And never, and this is one of the reasons I love this site, the Ethel from AARP.
Yeah.
Because they talk about things that we don't think about. They're present in our lives, but rarely do we ever bring them out for discussion. You know, it's just, and we have done that, but we've never delved into this to the extent that this writer did. And it's how separate bedrooms can improve sleep and mental fitness. And this is something that was written by a woman named Cindy Shore Smith. And the picture on this, I'm looking at the website, is a picture of Lucy and Desi in their bedroom in their twin beds. Okay. Is that because that's how it was?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the story. She said it was the third wakeful night in my new school year as a sixth grade teacher. I struggled to sleep while my husband snored and twitched. I finally nodded off only to hear the alarm moments later. I can't do it, I wailed. I can't deal with 112-year-olds at back-to-back parent conferences on no sleep. My nightly rest, never good, had steadily worsened. By this time, both of us in our mid-50s, we had reached a point of no return. If I'm not in the bathroom, I'm struggling to get comfortable or hearing noises or simply wakeful. Another body in the bed renders sleep all but impossible. Forgetful of teacher meetings and short-tempered with students, I fantasized all day about a nap. At night, I went to bed and started the whole awful process again. According to studies by the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, sleep enables our brains to maintain pathways for learning and memory. During sleep, brain toxins are removed and the body heals. Conversely, studies show that poor slumber increases the risk of high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, obesity, and even dementia. These findings indicate that driving while sleep-deprived can be as dangerous as drunken driving. My better half is a compassionate partner. Still, it took him years to understand the severity of my sleep issues. I now realize that my headaches and complexion problems were related to lack of quality shut-eye, as were two frequent arguments over minor annoyances. For his part, my husband told me he kept to his edge of the bed, afraid to move a muscle, lest I wake and complain. This, in hindsight, was a good argument for separate sleep, but maybe we were too tired to see it. Although most studies have focused on individuals, this one sleep researcher works with couples. Unsurprisingly, her research found that when one partner disrupts the sleep of the other, the relationship suffers. She calls this a negative feedback loop between a couple's sleep and their relationship satisfaction. Poor sleep affects the relationship and vice versa. In addition to mismatch coupling, a morning lark versus a night owl, reasons for couples' shut-eye difficulties abound. For some, it's an issue of working different shifts. For others, snoring is the culprit. Different temperature tolerances, restless legs, and this is my favorite, passing gas can also make co-sleeping difficult. If this weren't enough, sleep problems often multiply as we age. So, she said, I wanted to think that my husband's reluctance to consider separate beds was due to his being unable to bear being apart. But the truth is likely more complex. Despite the example of Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, a happily married couple who slept separately, or at least that's what we saw on television, the myth has long persisted that spouses who do not sleep together have troubled marriages. This may be the result of sleep and sex happening in the same place. This other author, Jennifer Adams, challenges the assumption that separate beds equal a poor marriage. Slumber is such an individual pursuit, she maintains, that there is no single right way. 1 in 4 married couples sleep in separate beds on some nights. The author said, I can't help wondering how many more wish they were doing so. When I finally got my husband to agree to separate beds, we ordered 2 full-size mattresses and went shopping for headboards. We were sent to the children's department. I thought about suggesting that he get the race car bed while I take the dollhouse. That's funny. But our detente was fragile, so I said nothing. We found suitable headboards online. The mattress fellows gave each other quizzical looks, which I hoped were lost on my better half. No dude wants to be judged unmanly by delivery guys. When they had gone, we stood in the bedroom looking at the new arrangement. I was thrilled to know I would finally have a chance at some sleep. Both of those other authors make the point that planning for physical connection is important, especially if our unconscious hours are spent separately. This requires open communication and flexibility. Then she says sleeping apart actually improved our sex life because I'm not constantly exhausted. Who feels like getting busy when you're falling down tired, especially with the one who made you that way?
True.
It's so true. Okay, after the delivery guys left, my spouse quipped, do you want to be the home team or the visitor tonight? I think that's so great. That's a great cue. Do you want to be the home team or the visitor? That's when I knew we would be all right. We have a little ritual where he comes into my bed every night. We hold each other and talk. It's just a few minutes, but it's important to both of us. My sleep problems haven't disappeared. I can't sleep in hotels because those heavy doors of neighbors startle me awake as people come and go at all hours. Although we started out as a 2-bed, 1-room couple, we now live in a house that allows each of us a bedroom. He can fall asleep to a podcast and move around to his heart's content. Meanwhile, I have shot out the 7 hours I need to feel my best. If you're struggling with sleep and no longer enjoy sharing a bed, try this. She said, take an honest look at the impact of your sleep issues. Health, happiness, and relationships often take a hit when we're deprived of sleep. Start the conversation. Both of the authors mentioned above offer suggestions for broaching this delicate topic. and be open-minded and creative. Sleeping apart doesn't mean loss of intimacy. Better sleep might just bring you closer as a couple. It worked for my husband and me. So there we are.
Love it.
You and I have talked many times about, I can't stand to have somebody in the same bed with me. I can't fall asleep. You know how much I struggled.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'll go one step further. Not only in separate beds, but separate houses are even better.
Yes. If you have that luxury, if you do, that's great. I like that. That's a good one.
No, but it is true. I don't want to sleep. I love to be by myself.
Yeah.
In my bed. I love it.
Yes. It just was the opposite for me. As a single person, was so used to being in bed and asleep by myself. And then when Patrick came along and we started sleeping in the same bed together, I had a really, really hard time falling asleep and staying asleep. I was just constantly aware of another human body next to me, and it really drove me nuts. You know, I couldn't relax enough to fall asleep into a deep sleep. So I never really got any good sleep. But now, you know, we've been married 20-some years and slept in the same bed forever. And even though I found ways to suppress the snoring and all the coughing and the other noise, it's okay now. I get a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. But I camped in a hotel room. I don't know why, but I can't. Never did.
Wow.
Same way that she talks about it. I can't because every time somebody comes in or out and they bang the doors, wakes me up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would do something about that in a hotel. It drives me crazy.
They don't hold the door when they get out. They just let it slam.
No, they don't. They just let it crash behind them, and okay. Mm-hmm. The way it goes. So there we are. That's a topic nobody really ever discusses. But there it is. And I'm glad that she talked about that because I think it's important to recognize a lot of times people, as they get older in their 60s and 70s, they end up with separate bedrooms. And people kind of look, you know, sideways, like, what's wrong with that? Nothing, frankly. It's just a matter of, you know, that's the way it works.
It's the perfect thing to do. I think it's great. I always thought it was cool, and I still do. I just because you're married doesn't mean you have to be in the same bed all night long. Cause it doesn't make any sense. What rule? I want to know where the rule was written that that's what you do. Like, who cares?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, the funny thing was everybody always had twin beds. That was the thing.
And then
started, I don't know why, but...
No.
Whatever.
I just know. You know what? You get together for what you need and then go your separate ways. That's exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, we're going to go our separate ways as we take, we're going to end this segment and have our nice, which she's been on before, Christy Cleveland will be up next from Fidelity Deposit, Fidelity Bank, we'll say, and she will be talking about home equity loans, something of great interest to people at this time of the year. So we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and nonprofit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity. Don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans, and I am the managing director and the certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And our guest expert this week is Christy Cleveland, who is with Fidelity Bank. She is the branch manager of the Peckville branch, and she's going to talk to us today about a very special campaign they have going on about home equity loans and lines of credit. So welcome, Christy.
Thank you. Hello, Lori and Lynn. Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Good.
Good.
So tell
Good.
Us
Glad
about
to
the
hear.
Campaign.
So we just started our 2022 spring home loan campaign, which would be the campaign for either a home equity installment loan or a home equity line of credit. This promotion goes started on March 14th, and it's up until May 27th. So you have quite some time to get your loan apps in. Our loan apps are all done online. You don't even have to come into the branch anymore to fill out an application. You can. We have a an email that we would send you, and once you get the email, you download the app to your phone or to your desktop, and you would fill in the information at your convenience. You know, it could be, you know, when you're home, on the go, like on your phone, but any time of the day, 24/7. And the information that we need for the financials, you don't even have to bring them into the branches. You can actually upload all the documents, all the financials, tax bills, you know, everything that we would need to underwrite the loan right into that system. So it's, you know, we've really come a long way since the days of paper applications, right? And, you know, yeah, plugging everything into the bank. But I mean, we'd be more than happy, obviously, to see the customer. Well, we would see the customers at closing, but we would be more than happy to assist the customers along the way if they have any questions. Or some people still feel more comfortable dropping off the documents at the branch, which, you know, we always welcome that. But I mean, it's pretty seamless. And, you know, with the way everything has evolved, especially you know, 2 years ago, right, to the date when the pandemic hit us. We're just in a different world now where we things that we thought we would do a certain way, we would, you know, we would never think that we're doing them like this now. So everything is remote, right?
Mm-hmm. Christy, I can...
Go ahead, Laurie.
Christy, and I said this at one of the other segments with Fidelity, but I just, I think it was September of last year, remortgaged, so I refinanced my mortgage. And I have to tell you, it's all done through an app. And dealt with Carmen Caputo, and he said, Laura, put the app in, do it on. It was, and I'm sitting here, and I am not the most technologically savvy broad around. I'm a talker. I'm an in-person person. Anyway, I can't believe that I did it. And when I sit here and think, oh, my God, like, I literally refinanced my mortgage, and it was all online and through all of that process. And then they tell you what I like is they give you those sort of updates of you're doing well, you got this done, you got that done.
They do, yeah.
Incentive kind of thing. And I love it that I can actually, I think, my God, I actually did that. I mean, I'm pretty versed with what I'm doing on, and it was all on my phone. I didn't even do anything on my computer. I did all of this right on my phone, and it was fabulous.
I know. It's definitely evolved. And, you know, it's amazing everything you can do on your phone. Like you said, you don't even need the desktop. Some things I like to use a desktop or a laptop for just because it's like a bigger screen and you get to see more. Yeah. But it's definitely convenient. And like you said, we do the nice thing about that app that you use, Lori, it's the same for the mortgage, the refinance. It's the same app you would use for a home equity loan. So seamless. So once you have the app, you're good to go. You don't even need to re-download it. Depending on who sends you the app, like in your case, I don't know if you got it directly from Carmen, the app goes, when we send an app from the Peckville branch, from the Peckville login, the customer's app comes directly to the Peckville branch. So everybody here in Peckville can see that loan. And we assign the loans out, you know, to a banker to work on. One of the nice things that I wanted to talk about a little bit today, a new feature we have with our home equity our home equity lines of credit is, you know, our lines of credit are a 10-year draw with a 15-year amortization. So what does that mean? That means that the customer has 10 years to draw down on, let's say, $100,000 line of credit that they have. And you're only going to pay principal and interest on whatever you have outstanding. So it's sort of like a revolving credit card. One of the nice things that we enhanced the product with is we can actually, clients can actually do what's called a lock-in feature. Meaning if you are still in the 10-year draw period, and let's say you want to lock in a portion, and the reason I say lock in is because I should have said prior, home equity lines of credits, the rates are not fixed, right? So they're going to fluctuate depending on prime rate. Prime rate just went up from 2 years ago. It went up from 3.25 to 3.5. So if prime rate were to move again during, you know, the life of this loan or during the draw period, I should say, that's going to fluctuate the interest rate for the client. However, one of the things that we've added this time is the client can lock in a portion of their line of credit 3 times during the 10-year draw. What that means is, let's say I have a $100,000 line of credit as a total, and I've already exhausted 10 of it. I can actually take that $10,000 and lock it into a fixed rate. We can't go past 15 years because that's the total amortization of the life of the loan. But let's say you wanted to take that $10,000 and lock it in for, let's say, 5 years. You'd be able to lock that portion of the what you've already exhausted from your line with a fixed rate. So you may not need to exhaust the line of credit anymore, let's say for another year or two. So you get to do that, get to lock it in three times during the draw period. And what's also nice about that is during that lock-in, so let's say a client locked in $10,000 for 5 years, as they pay down the $10,000, that money goes back onto their line of credit. So let's say aggressively they paid the $10,000 down in 3 years. Now that $10,000 is back on your line. Now you're back up to $100,000 again as opposed to $90,000.
Wow. So you can, Christy, you can choose to not lock in or to lock in, but that's your choice. Either way, it still builds back to the beginning, the original amount.
Yeah, you don't have to lock it in. That's up to, you know, it depends on everybody's, you know, every client has a different financial need or, you know, whatever they're using the line of credit for. Lines of credit are mostly used for, like, home improvement, you know, things like that. Maybe you have a child who is going to college and you don't know, like, you know, their room and board may change, or, you know, maybe 1 year they're staying at room and board and the next year they're not. So it all depends on, you know, each individual's need. But like I said, what's nice about it is you can lock it in three times during the draw period. There is a fee for it. It's $50 every time you lock it in. And the minimum to lock in is $10,000. So you can do it in $10,000 increments. But the purpose of this is because a home equity line of credit is a variable rate, because it can change based on the prime rate. But at least you know, hey, I've already exhausted $20,000 of this, so let me lock this in to whatever the rate is for, you know, 10 years at the time. At least you know, you're going to know that every month that's how much your payment's going to be on that $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't exhaust, if you still didn't use any of the line of credit, so let's say you still have the $80,000, you don't even have to pay on it because you didn't draw from it. That's the nice thing about the lines of credit. You know, with the, you know, the economy and, you know, the way things are, you know, all over the place nowadays, some people still do prefer to do the home equity installment loans, which that is a fixed rate for the life of the loan. I mean, you can get right now, if you borrow anywhere between $25,000 and $75,000 on a 10-year home equity installment loan with the best credit score of 740 or higher, 3.74, which is still pretty low. And that's locked in for the life of the loan.
I love it.
So it really is all driven by the purpose of the loan. You know, and what we, you know, what we would recommend, and also what the, how the client feels. You know, we want to make sure that the client is comfortable with the payments. No, some people don't like surprises, which I get, right? They want to, you know, we're all on a budget, and, you know, with the ever-changing economy and environment, they want to know, hey, my monthly payment's going to be $550 every month, and that's totally fine. So what happens with the at home equity installment loans is at closing, you know, they would get a check, the cashier's check, deposit it into like their checking account here for whatever the total amount of the loan is. And some people feel more comfortable with that. They may, you know, move it into another account and draw on it as they need, but they know they're paying one fixed payment on that lump sum. Whereas the line of credit, like I said, it's like a credit card. It's revolving. So, hey, I know I have $50,000 here to use, you know, at my, you know, discretion. So I may only need $5,000 right now. I may put a pool in 3 years. So I'm not going to exhaust from that line yet. So that's a nice, it's nice to have those options, I should say. And then the fact that we've added the lock-in feature is awesome.
Christy, I think there's one thing, though, that has to be said here, because too many people, and I've heard it expressed this way, too many people use that line of credit like an ATM card. You know, oh, I need money for this, I'll just go tap that. Or my credit cards are too high, so I'll go in there and borrow the money. But they're still putting stuff on their credit cards at the same time they're doing it.
Right.
So, unfortunately, a lot of people it's all in their understanding or management of their own personal finances.
Yeah, their discipline, absolutely.
But they don't see it. So I think that my question to you is, when you, this is so easy to do, let's put it that way, very easy to do, especially using the app.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that a banker or somebody says to them, you know, what is the purpose of this? Are you using this? It's almost like an intervention, you know, I mean, in the sense
of, oh, absolutely.
You just want to make sure that they're not doing this, as I said, that they're taking the money out, they're going to buy something with it, they're going to pay down their credit cards, but then they keep the credit cards open and do the same thing all over again.
Right.
Is there any way
and then
that people in the bank do anything with that? I mean, is there a way to do it? Is it legal to do it?
Well, actually, on home equity loans, both installment loans and lines of credit, we have to know the purpose of the loan. So the purpose of the loan is what's going to drive pretty much how the loan is structured. So I will say for debt consolidation, we do not recommend lines of credit. So for debt consolidation, we recommend an installment loan, and we actually ask for all the credit card statements that they're paying off, and we pay the credit card statements off for the customer when the loan closes, and would recommend, and we send a letter to the credit card bureaus or to the credit card company saying, you know, enclosed is a cashier's check to to pay off the the loan, and the loan is going to, the credit card is going to be paid off and closed.
And closed. Okay.
Yep.
So that's the point. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Christy, Lynn
It's definitely purpose-driven. I'm sorry.
Lynn has spoken like a true investment banker, a certified financial planner. That's the Lynn we know out there.
Yeah.
Christy, how can anyone who's interested in possibly getting a home equity or just in general for banking information, how do they get in touch with you?
They can either stop in and see me at the Peckville branch, which is located at 1598 Main Street in Peckville, right in the, the Planet Fitness parking lot. They can call me at my phone number, 570-580-1580, or I'm also accessible via email. Would you like me to give you the email?
Sure.
It's Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, Cleveland, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D, at fddbank.com.
There you go. Christy, thank you very much. With the tickle and all, you're so cute and you're
I know. I'm getting over a cold. I'm sorry. Thank you.
It's
fine. Thank you.
All right. We will see everybody next week. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.